Blackstone Audio presents Discovering Pig Magic by Julie Crabtree. Prologue. The Ritual. We dig the hole with our fingers. Grains of sand scrape our cuticles. Seagulls cry anxiously, spying on our secret work from above. When dirty bay water begins to ooze up from the bottom of the hole, we stop digging. Nikki grabs the lined sheet of notebook paper and places it on her knee. Ariel and I remain silent. We have already decided Nikki's throaty voice will lend the reading power. We hold hands. Our dirt-streaked arms make a triangle frame around the scooped-out earth. We twine and tangle our hands together tightly, the sticks of our fingers pressing against each other. The black curtain of Nikki's hair fans in the wind as she clears her throat and begins. I shall gather myself into myself again. I shall take my scattered selves and make them one. I shall fuse them into a polished crystal ball, where I can see the moon and the flashing sun. I shall sit like a sibyl, hour after hour intent, watching the future come and the present go, and the little shifting pictures of people rushing in tiny self-importance to and fro. We each put our sacred thing into the hole then. Ariel holds a tiny antique spoon in the palm of her hand. The ancient silver winks in the sun as she rubs its old-fashioned, curly-cued handle. She holds it above the hole and closes her eyes. The utensil makes a dull, sticky sound when it hits the sludgy muck in the hole. Next, Nikki's thumb-sized leather doll joins the spoon. The tiny, thread-bound figure clutches frantically at a suede baby the size of a large pencil eraser. The mother's turquoise...